Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey, how's it going? Got a very special guest today. We're discovering new people. There you go. You got to get out more. You meet people wherever you go. And you start talking to them and say, what do you do? What else do you do? And you find out, oh, wow, you're a singer. And you go and you listen to their stuff and go, that's pretty good. You invite them to be on your show. Well, today's special guest is going to be Hillary Katz. She's a ukulele, playing alternative pop singer-songwriter based in Brooklyn, New York, who explores the gamut of music has to offer. She exhibits a clean, angelic voice. Her lyrics are thought-provoking, elegant, and her songs possess a catchy pop hooks and jazz-inspired melodies. Wow. Well, I think she might be calling in now from a number I don't recognize. But let's see. Let me find a Hillary song so you get a flavor first of this new discovery. By the way, she's also very pretty. Damn it. And I thought she was an actress when I first met her. So let's start off with one of Hillary's songs to begin with, and then we'll bring Hillary on. How about that? This is called Pennies. Are you ready? Penny. Very lovely. I'm going to see if I can open up her mic now, and we'll talk to Hillary Katz. Hillary Katz, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Was that? Did you hear that playing by any chance?
I did hear it playing.
Okay, Pennies. Was that a ukulele?
Yes, that's my ukulele.
And what? I'm just getting curious right off the bat musically. What kind was that? Was that a soprano?
It's a concert, so it's like the second smallest.
Smallest? Yes. They're smaller than the smallest?
No, slightly larger than the smallest. So like a soprano's the smallest, and this one's slightly bigger.
Yeah, I have a ukulele, and the reason I asked you that, because when I got the ukulele, I said, well, everybody said, get a ukulele. And then I realized after a while, it wasn't in my key.
Right.
The small one is not conducive, and that was so lovely. I guess you're a soprano?
Yeah, I am a soprano. You know what? I actually, even with my ukulele, I tune it down a whole step. So you can tune, even if it is like a soprano or whatever ukulele it is, you can change the tuning, which is cool. Just like with a guitar, basically, you can tune the strings down. So I definitely recommend that because I had the same issue, actually. So.
Yeah, oh, do you? Yeah, I just found it, and then I was in the music store, and I started to pick up different ones, and I just strummed it and went, oh, this is my key. I don't even need a chord for this. I could just play this both the open chords. And
there
that's
you go.
My key. All right. I just had to have that burning question answered right away because I was
Absolutely. Listening
to the music and hearing the notes, which were very lovely. And so
Thank
let's
you.
Begin with you and the story of you. Now, I know you went to college. When did you start your interest in music?
Oh, gosh. I started my interest in music probably, like, right when I was born. You know, I've been... my parents have all types of stories of me, like, doing funny things to get the music to turn on in the house. And I have early recordings of me singing when I was, like, 3 years old. My very early compositions, you could say. My dad is actually a jazz guitarist and a recording artist. So I'm very lucky in that sense that I get to have these like old recordings from his basement studio of when I was very little.
You and Pink.
Exactly.
You and Pink
bowing to my dad as the audience and everything, you know.
Oh, yes. Well, she plays with her father. I think one of her first CDs, she has a duet they did when she did her first song with her father. It was beautiful.
That's great.
When you made a transition, you went from, say, you know, not new to professional. What was that transition like?
Basically, that started with doing weddings and events when I was about 16. Yeah, I started, you know, instead of playing in little cafes or in my bedroom or whatever, my dad and his jazz band, he hired me for some weddings, which was great. So it was great money as a kid in high school, you know, and great experience.
So you were
too.
Singing at 16?
Yeah. I mean, I've been, professionally, exactly, yeah. So
when I met you, I assumed you were an actress, but I didn't know... You had this whole professional thing going on. And
Indeed.
Then you joined a rock band. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that was a little later down the line after I transferred to the new school. And that was in my junior year, I think. I joined this rock band, and we called it Cheers to Fall. And it was a really awesome experience because it's the first time that I really got to consistently play in like New York City venues, and we went on tour. It was the first like big tour that I went on. We went down to Austin to play at South by Southwest, and it really just informed my, you know, my musicianship as a performer. You know,
were you the only woman in the band, or were there more women?
I was actually, just me.
You were the only woman.
So that was quite the experience going on tour with four boys, you know.
Yes.
In like
Definitely.
A little van.
The old-fashioned way. And
Indeed,
so, when did you come to New York and start here?
I came to New York when I was 18. I went to Wagner College, and that's on Staten Island. And I went there for just one year, and then I was just like, "What am I doing on Staten Island? I want to be right in the city." So I actually took a year off from college and just did a bunch of like jazz singing and stuff with a variety of different bands, and then a year later transferred to the new school. Yeah.
Wow, so you've been basically performing since you were 16.
Yeah, totally. With some breaks here and there, but
some breaks, but you basically, all right, tell us about your style of music.
Well, like I said, you know, it started with jazz, so a lot of it is jazz influence, especially my melodies and stuff. I think I do a lot of jazz inflections without even knowing it, but what I'm gearing towards now is really more in the pop vein. So it's pop music with sprinkles of jazz and rock and folk because of the ukulele. So
what made you decide to go with the ukulele? I don't know. Do you play guitar as well, or are you just went with the ukulele?
Yeah, I started with the guitar. I'm not an awesome guitarist because my hands are really small, actually. And I don't tend to practice the guitar enough, but I have an awesome guitar player in my band, and between him and my dad, I've never needed to play the guitar that much. But anyway, it was a nice starting point to start with the guitar and then transition to the ukulele. I feel like it's just gained in popularity over the past couple of years, and I kept seeing it everywhere, and I think it's so cute, and it makes sense for me. I'm small. So
Well, it's amazing, Hillary, because I've actually, I don't think you know her, but Camille Theobald, I actually found her. She posted a video on Facebook, mm-hmm. and that's how I discovered her, and she, you should look her up, but she plays a comedy ukulele. So it's just interesting. The ukulele is really gone full circle, and I'm trying to remember the history of the ukulele. Everybody thinks it came from Hawaii, but it didn't, if I remember correctly. The history of it, but we'll get back to that. So you're doing that. Why don't you name the members of your band?
The members of my band are Anthony Farina. He's the guitarist, and he actually co-writes a lot of the songs with me as well and helps me produce. He's very multi-talented and great. And Andrew Kerman is my bass player. He plays in a bunch of other bands in the city, too. He's been doing music professionally for a long time. Harrison Keefline, he's my drummer, and he and my piano player, Matthew Watanabe, they both went to the New School with me, so I discovered them, I think my senior year at the New School, actually, and then we all linked up.
That's terrific. That's great. You got a nice little thing going. Let me see the chat room. I don't know if you know this, but anyone listening, you could join the chat room. I think you just have to sign on to Blog Talk Radio. You have a musician on there now, T.C. Keith. It's a musician. Goofy Bone, which I assume is a musician. And Steve Mendoza from the Steve Mendoza Show. And they're listening, and then some anonymous guests are listening right now. So speaking of listening, why don't we play another one of your songs right now? This one is called From the Roof. Here we go.
Great.
Love.
No, I'm not. I'm actually in a bagel shop right now.
Oh, okay. All right. We're thinking that's so New York, doing your interview live from the bagel shop. Yes, we're talking about the ukulele. It means gift to come. It also means, I found out where it was from, by the way. You might want to know this. It's actually the Portuguese brought it over.
That's right.
I knew it was in Hawaii, but they brought it to Hawaii, and... Mm-hmm. Also, the notes are referred to as, it's also jumping flea, uke.
I have heard that, so yeah.
So that makes sense. Think, 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 think. So that's it.
Yep.
Yeah, so it's interesting.
Ding, ding,
ding. I'm sorry, I just went off on that tangent because I just had to know it when I ask it. And
no, it's very
it.
Interesting, actually. It's good to know the history of what you're doing always.
Yeah, well, it's I like the history of things, but that was nice. That was a lot, nice song. Tell us about that. Now, this is from your new CD. Let's plug it.
Let's plug it. Yeah, it's called Maybe in the Morning, the CD, and it's a 6-song EP of all originals. And that one is one of my favorites, actually, if not my very favorite from the album. And I actually wrote that about a year and a half ago now on my old rooftop. I lived on McDougal Street in the village and had a very cute old school rooftop up there. And I just like to call it my summer love song.
Aww.
Yeah.
And you have a couple of videos out, too?
I do. I do have a couple of videos out. I have a music video for my song September, which is off this album. And that was filmed in Vermont, where I'm from, in my father's backyard, actually, which looks like a forest.
That's cute.
Backyard with a huge pond and stuff. I went up there with some friends of mine who have a great company, and we went up and shot it, and just took a long weekend up there to shoot the video. And Anthony,
well, it's very great. You're so unassuming, because when I met you, it's like I got it out of you. I was like, I knew your name sounded familiar, and I had to ask you. You were a singer.
<That's> great.
When I heard that, and you're so unassuming about it, unlike a lot of people. I'm a singer.
which I probably should be more assuming about it, you know.
Yeah, a little more promotional, self-promotional. Speaking of self-promotion, where can I get this CD?
You can find it on iTunes. It's on iTunes, and I also can send anyone a copy via my website. There's an email up there. Anyone can email me and ask if you want a physical copy. You can do it that way or off iTunes, and or at my shows. You know, I have
Where's your next show?
My next show is at Ella Lounge. It's on the Lower East Side on Avenue A in the city. And I've actually never played there before. It'll be my first time.
What Avenue A and what?
Avenue A in Houston, I believe. It's right above Houston.
Right above Houston. It's right in the corner. That's a big corner. I visually think where that is. Well, that's great. When will you be there?
It's February 22nd, it's a Friday evening at 8 p.m.
So you can go to www.hillarycapps.com.
Yeah.
You can find out even more information on her and her videos, and I'm going to feature some of your videos, I believe, on my cable show as well, the Nancy Lombardo Show, every Friday at 7 p.m. let me just have people in the chat room. I have to give shout-outs to Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. That's Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters on Blog Talk Radio. Also, George Bettinger from the Mom and Pop Shop, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can listen to our friend George Bettinger. So this is great. You're so young. I don't even want to guess how old now because I'm getting madder as it goes on. But you're so young to have it all together and to be putting together your songs. And now, do you write all your songs? I think I wrote, or most of them.
Most of them, yeah. All the ones from my album, yeah, either myself or myself and Anthony Farina wrote. Between the two of us, they're all original. Anthony wrote the songs Hotter Than Hell and Find Yourself, and I wrote the rest of them, which you have. And
great. It's so great to see a young person so into just, you're so focused.
Thanks. I try.
So focused. There's another woman, Bria Skunberg. Do you know her?
I feel like I recognize the name. I'm not sure.
She is. You two have got to get to look her up.
I will.
She is a fantastic cornet player. And I just love
awesome.
It that you meet people and you see, oh boy, the chat room. Thank you, TC Keith. He's posting where they can get tickets to your show.
Awesome.
That's in my chat room. That's very nice. All right, TC Keith. And we have a caller on the line. Let's see who's on the line.
All right.
Hello, welcome to Comedy Concepts. Hi.
This is Devika here with Christopher Gervais.
Hi, Devika and Christopher. How do you like Hillary? Oh. Isn't she great?
She was great. I was listening to her. Very, very focused.
Thank you.
She is very focused, and you can see her February 22nd on Avenue A. Go to www.hillarycaps.com. But, Devika, you and Christopher are working on a project, too, aren't you?
Yes. So we have the Wildlife Conservation Film Festival screening at the Crosby Street Hotel starting Thursday.
Oh,
and
great.
It's the third annual Wildlife Conservation Film Festival. I have the president and founder, Mr. Christopher Gervais, on the line because he's very excited to share the news with you all.
Oh, Christopher, tell us about it. It looks like a terrific event.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you. This is our third year here in New York, and what we'll be doing this week is we have an opening event on Wednesday night, and the films will be screened Thursday, Friday, Saturday day into the evening at the Crosby Street Hotel, and over 35 documentary films. Many of them will be world premieres, and most of these films you will not see on a television network or in a theater. And in addition to screening the films, we also have a handful of the actual filmmakers showing up to speak to the audience and talk to them about why they made this film, their work.
Well, let's just see a couple of them. I'm reading my press information here. Pulitzer Prize winner E.O. Wilson, Bob Simon from 60 Minutes, and the world's leading conservation experts. People, this is a terrific event. You're also having an opening. A fundraiser, and it's a terrific. The New York, the New York Wildlife Conservation Film Festival. If you go to look it up, www.wcff.org. Just remember, Wildlife Conservation Film Festival. All right, tell us about that.
All the tigers, the elephants, all the animal world is going to take over Soho over the next 4 days.
And what night is that? That is January 30th. The reception?
That is January 30th is the opening reception. It's going to be at the Eastern Merle restaurant, also in Soho. And website details, like Nancy just said, is wcff.org. And tickets and everything are also available online. And if anybody wants reception passes, including our new little talent, or we have this new talent of this musician, we would love to invite you to come to our event. And we'll see you on Avenue A.
I would love to come. We'll have a trade-off there.
Great. We have a trade-off.
Yes, maybe Hillary can bring her ukulele and do a song.
Yeah, we like spontaneity.
All right, I'll hook you up with her.
So we should work out well together.
Oh, great. It's a reception, and opening reception and a fundraiser, 7 to 10 p.m., $75 in advance, $100 at the door. It's for a worthy cause. Is this deductible? Because people want to know that.
Yes, it is.
Tax deductible. Oh, my gosh. Devika, you didn't pronounce my favorite restaurant right.
That's the Indian
which means the three blackbirds.
Okay, see? This is where the multicultural element comes in.
And that's at 463 West Broadway. And I have been to this restaurant. It is fantastic. You'll always see a celebrity coming in and out of there.
Uh-huh.
I think I saw, what's Ingrid Bergman's daughter? Rossellini. I saw her eating there. This is Chris, this is terrific. Anything you want to add, Chris?
No, I mean, we just encourage people to come out and support this great event. I mean, this is a unique conservation, cultural, and education event. There is nothing else like this in the entire region, not just a little in New York City. And the films are fabulous. It's not just entertainment, but it is educational. And as you said, it's for a worthy cause.
And Chris, may I say, if they cannot attend, because my listeners from around the world, go to www.wcff.org and just donate. Can they do that?
Absolutely. I mean, our mission is to help protect biodiversity globally, and the way we do that is through the generous support through people's donations.
Well, that's terrific. And thank you both for being a guest. The New York Wildlife Conservation Film Festival, January 30th through February 2nd, Crosby Street Hotel, 79 Crosby Street, www.wcff.org. And don't forget the opening reception and fundraiser, 7 to 10. Mm-hmm. That's on the 30th, okay? Everybody be there. Divica, I'll get you Hillary's info.
Excellent. Thank you for the shout-out, Nancy, and congratulations again, Hillary. Great stuff.
Sure.
Thank you.
I'm going to ask you, are you by any chance having a raffle there? Or
we're going to have a fundraiser, and tickets will be also sold at the Thanks to a Silent Auction. So if anybody wants to contribute any special
Hillary might put in a CD for you. How's that?
I will.
That will be awesome.
I would. Yeah,
all
thank
right.
you. Great.
Well, good luck with your project, and thank
excellent.
You for calling in.
Yeah, we'll
thank you,
guys. Bye.
And thank
bye.
You, Chris.
Thank
you. What nice people. What a good fun.
So nice.
Look at that. People are listening to you, and you got invited to an event.
And you know what? That's great. I want to, like, get more in touch with more film people. You know, I want to link up there, so that's actually perfect.
That's terrific. Well, there you go. I'll after the end of the show, I'll hook you up with her information. You guys talk to each other. I might
fantastic.
Even go. It just sounds like such a terrific cause. And bring a CD, and I'll bring my CDs and throw them in the pot.
Sounds perfect.
But it's terrific that you're working on all this. Steve Mendoza's show, he's laughing. I see you there, Steve Mendoza. Steve Mendoza's show on Blog Talk Radio. Steve, if you ever gave me a correct date. And Steve, if you, you're thinking of having a fundraiser for yourself, Steve, very funny. All right. And, Steve, also, when you're doing your show, if you'd like Hillary to come on or call in, I'm sure she'd let you play one of her songs. Speaking of which, let's, from the album, say your album and your website.
Mm-hmm.
Say your album and your website.
Oh, my album is called Navy in the Morning, and you can check it out and more on www.hillarycapps, that's HillaryCapps.com.
And here we go. Let's hear September now with Hillary Capps.
I wish it was. Oh, I wish it was September one more time, when I never knew I could fall so far from myself for someone like you. Oh. September, September, won't you follow me?
You're doing great, Hillary.
Well, thank you.
Hanging in there at the bagel shop.
indeed. It smells great here, so I'm good.
And September, is that one of your favorites? When you spoke about it, you spoke about it lovingly.
Yes, I do love that one. It's one of my favorites to perform live, actually, because it's one of the only ballads that I do in my set that are original anyway. So I always have a good time performing that and get into it.
Has anyone ever told you had like an older person's voice?
Yes, like many times.
When I look at you, I go, well, what is she, 10? And then
right.
And then you sing, and I'm going, wow, that's so sultry. She's like a little thing.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. I do get that a lot, that my image does not actually match my voice all the time. It's a funny thing, yeah.
Well, that happens a lot where you'll hear somebody, and I think Marian Faithfull is the only person whose image matched her voice.
That's right, but, yeah. No, it happens all the time. It's true. Yeah,
and do you like doing that? So do you tour at all? Do you go on the road anymore? Or
I haven't much since I was in Truth to Fall and I went down to Austin, but I definitely want to do that this coming year at some point, like at the end of 2013. I'm actually getting ready to record some new songs as well and do another EP. So once that's out, I will have more than enough songs to tour with and a couple of CDs. So I would definitely want to go out at that point, actually, but I do some other stuff like in Vermont and around the area.
And where do you record?
I record at a bunch of places. I have a good setup at home and at Anthony's, so we do home demos, and then as I mentioned, my father has a studio in Vermont, so half the songs were recorded in Vermont at my dad's studio. And
how lucky are you? You got a little, you can call on your dad for dad, backup, dad.
I know.
Studio.
It's great.
Dad.
It's great.
I've met all these musicians like yourself who have this great singers, Jenna Esposito, who have a great relationship with their musician fathers. It's so terrific.
Yeah, it's interesting. It happens more often than not, which is very cool. But I actually also recorded a bunch with Alan Fermello is the producer of the album. He's based out of Brooklyn, and his studio is called the Snow Farm, so I do some stuff there as well.
Well, that's great. And where do you see yourself going? Where would you like to go?
Oh, wow.
With the music. Where would you like to go? Do you have, I want to be, a pop star, I want to be on tour, I just want to make CDs, I want to do crossover, I want to be an actress and a musician. Where do you see yourself?
I see myself definitely touring and doing promotional stuff, and hopefully, within the next 5 years, 3 years, whatever, making a living off of just singing. And I would love to, I would love to be a pop star. Why not? I think it'd be a lot of fun to be a pop star. I actually have a song called Pop Star. That's one of my newer songs.
Oh, wow. So
yeah,
you have other CDs they can buy, not just that one, right? Your new one is the one that you're doing, but you have other CDs?
I do.
Are they on CD Baby as well?
Yes, I have a couple on CD Baby. I have some, they're my older jazz CDs, so I have a CD called Perfect Dozen and a CD called Playlist, and they're both full albums, so you can check those out on CD Baby and iTunes as well, actually. So.
Oh, wow. Well, that's terrific. You're just out there. You're promoting it. I know you're young, but what would you give a younger musician if they had advice, any advice you could give them?
To a younger musician? Don't waste any time, just like I've even been learning in this past year to just take a lot of hard work to get where you want to be, and I'm still on my way. So I, after I'm done with work every day, I come home and try to do at least one thing for music, whether it's write a song or promote myself via Twitter, whatever, just have to, do something for music every day.
Yeah, Maybe in the Morning is the name of this EP, Maybe in the Morning, people go to www.hillarycapps.com for more information, and I assume your schedule is also there if they'd like to see you live.
It is. All my shows are up there, yeah.
Oh, and you see how cute she is when you see that. You're going to go, oh, Nancy, she is cute. A lot of stalkers to follow.
Well,
we do have one more song I want to get in, which is
the title.
Mm-hmm. Title track.
That's right. Maybe in the Morning. Here we go. Let's hear it. Hillary Capps.
Comedy Concepts. If you're not listening to Nancy Lombardo's Comedy Concepts, forget about it.
That was my friend Steve Mendoza, who's also in the chat room listening to you right now.
I love it.
Well, it's great. Can you believe it? 45 minutes has almost whizzed by. We're down to
wow.
2 minutes. So, Hillary, again, plug yourself away. Go.
Ready, set, go. Well, yeah, thanks everyone who's listening. Please check out my latest album, Maybe in the Morning, that title track from what you just heard. It's on my website, www.hillarycapps.com, and please follow me on Facebook, facebook.com/hillarycappsmusic, and follow me on Twitter at hillcapps, H-I-L-L-C-A-P-P-S. And come out to my show. Come out to my next show, too, Ella Lounge, on Friday, February 22nd.
22nd, what time?
It's at 8 p.m., and that's on the Lower East Side.
And where can they get their tickets?
I don't believe tickets are on sale yet, but I will have all that info on my website.
Go to hillarycapps.com. That's easy to remember. And
exactly.
I want to wish you much luck with your CD. It sounds terrific. The songs are all great.
Thank you.
It's a big voice coming out of a little girl there.
Indeed.
Very big
thanks
voice.
Thanks so much, Nancy. It was really awesome to talk to you and have all these songs out there.
Oh, yes. And this show will remain archived on the Internet. You can embed it. People will still be listening to it even after we've gone off. The show does not go away. It's available for free download on iTunes if you want it, and just check it out. But this will still be promoted and being listened to. So from all over the world, people still can hear you. Hillary Capps, be on the positive lookout for
thanks,
Hillary
guys.
Capps. Hill Capps, I love that, on Twitter. All right, thank you, and I'm going to wind down, and that was Hillary Capps. Thank you. I'm going to say goodbye. Thank
all right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Nancy. Thanks so much.
Sure.
Bye.
Wasn't she wonderful? It's terrific when you find these. You run into people, and everybody's got a talent. She is cute, Steve Mendoza. I agree. You got to see her in person. She's adorable. And what a voice. What a terrific voice. Well, I'd like to thank you all for tuning in today. Steve Mendoza, T.C. Keith, and all you anonymous numbers out there, guests. With just numbers, that's all I can see. Thank you for tuning in, and hope to have a show on Friday. You've all been terrific. I am Nancy Lombardo, your host at Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. You can also get my CD, Color Me Crazy, on CD Baby if you want more of me, because who can have enough? Right, guys? Anyway, you've been terrific. Hillary Capps, hillarycapps.com. Check her out. And for all you people who join in the chat room today, I want to say... I like that sound effect. All right. Thank you all. This is Nancy Lombardo, and this has been Comedy Concepts on Blog Talk Radio. Here we go. All righty. Thank you very much. Big kiss. Bye-bye.